This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
I think she got something like $100,000 when her father died, even though he's a multi-gabajillionaire.
Right.
Because, again, make your own money, kid.
And Chad P.
They don't have to exchange their money, do they? They probably have a nice stash of European pounds.
Class is in.
Good afternoon. This is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns. I'm a professor in the communication department, Southeastern Louisiana University. What's your name?
I'll be Chad P. in the BBC. I'm going to stay in character for the topic of today's show.
I hope you don't.
Why not?
People in London and the UK do not talk breathy. I don't believe it's that way.
They
speak with a British accent, but they don't have a lot of breath when they speak. It would be really odd to walk around a country where everybody is speaking like this. I've been there about six times.
Okay, fine.
It's not breathy like this.
Well, I just gave away part of the topic.
Yeah. I was looking around for topics, and by the way, I pitched this about two shows ago.
The Jimmy Page show, yeah.
That's right, it's Session Man show.
Mm-hmm.
In April of 2010, the London Sunday Times printed a list of the richest people in music.
Mm-hmm.
I found this by looking around in NME.com.
Yeah, that's kind of like their version of Rolling Stone.
Right, okay. NME. It's a great, great website.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to subscribe, by the way, and I couldn't get it sent here.
Because you don't have pounds.
That's right. You need pounds sterling. They're not on the euro yet. They're still on pounds. So you can buy it at certain, you know, bookstores.
Sure.
But I can't seem to get it sent to me. I can't seem to get it, you know, delivered. So looked at the list.
Mm-hmm.
April 2010, it came out. And according to the London Sunday Times, here are the richest people in music. And these are only the UK.
Mm-hmm.
But thought it would be fun.
I tell you what, and you shot this list to me a couple of days ago, and
Odd names, huh?
Boss and I have been having some arguments over this.
You know Bruce Springsteen?
Yes.
Yeah, you mean the boss here at the radio station.
Ha, ha, ha.
All right, number 50.
Right, who the boss at this here radio station claimed should be number one.
No. Number 50. Kylie Minogue.
Well, that's not who he said, but there's a tie for 50th.
Kylie Minogue is worth 35 million pounds. That's right. I looked at the current exchange rate. The current exchange rate is right now 1.5013.
Oh, we got a calculator out.
Times 35 equals. She's worth $52,545,000.
$52.5 US dollars.
That's right.
Woo!
J.K.
That's
is also
said.
Tied. Right.
He
also
said.
Tied at number 50.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this guy? He's the lead singer of a group called Jamiroquai.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, well, they had a hit not too long ago.
Okay.
It was called Virtual Insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number 49, Mick Hucknall, also worth $35
million.
He's the lead singer of Simply
pounds.
Red. Or pounds,
don't
you're right.
Get him confused now.
Number 48,
uh-huh.
Ken Berry.
Yeah.
How about that?
Do you know who Ken Berry is?
Wasn't he on Mama's Family?
He was. He played Vinton Harper, the bumbling idiot. Is that going to be the cut? Are we going to play Bless My Happy Home?
He ain't so bumbling,
well,
is
no,
he?
Well, no. He played one on television. But so how is he related to music?
Well, he was a singer and a dancer and a mm-hmm. comedian, is now over there producing
I thought
hip hop and that kind of songs over
wow.
and making a ton of money.
I tell you what, I don't know if I would, with all due respect to him, he's just a really good actor, but like if I went and told someone, yes, I'm an aspiring UK singer, Ken Berry is my producer.
Well, laugh if you want, but he apparently makes a whole bunch of coin. Number 48, again, there's a lot of ties early down there. Number 48 again, Gary Barlow. Okay, once again, who is that? Mm. He was the guy that was in charge of Take That. Okay, who's Take That? Take That was sort of the consummate British boy band.
Mm, okay.
Take That had a bunch of names in it you might not know, but Robbie Williams.
I do know Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams was a name that came out
so
of it.
So Take That was the UK's version of Menudo?
Yeah, I guess,
okay.
If you would. And the one we're going to play, the first one we're going to play, number 46... Pete Townsend.
Oh, I know him.
There you go.
What's
Pete
he worth?
Townsend.
What's
Pete
he worth?
Townsend is worth 40 million pounds.
In U.S. dollars,
40
please.
40 times 1.5.
I'm
oh, I shut it off.
You.
Hold on.
You did not have
40
this prior?
Times 1.5. He's worth a whole lot of money. He's worth an absolute ton of money. All right. Here's Pete Townsend. This is called Slit Skirts. Right here. Rock School.
I was just 34 years old. I was still wandering in a haze. I was wondering why everyone I met seemed like they were lost in a maze.
There's Pete Townsend on Rock School as we go through the London Sunday Times list of richest people in the UK music.
You know what's kind of scary to
what's
me?
That?
I mean, Pete Townsend is a well-known person.
Yeah.
And he's...
Number
in
46.
The high 40s.
Yeah.
I shudder to think what the figures are in the top five.
Coming up next, Bernie Taupin.
He
is Elton John's lyricist.
Oh, he just writes the lyrics for Elton John.
That's it.
Here, Elton, I wrote a song. Pay me.
40 million pounds. Number 44, again, you'll see the numbers will get, as we get higher up the list, the numbers will become consecutive rather than a lot of ties.
Uh-huh.
Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
See, now they put them together. That's
what?
Not fair.
No, she's American.
I agree. Plus, it's a marriage. They're putting them together. It's
Chris
a Coldplay
guy. He's the little front man for Coldplay.
Yeah, they say that's 45 million. I think that should be thrown out. 44, again, a tie. John Paul Jones. Yes,
yes,
you know him.
Yes,
bassist
yes.
Led Zeppelin and Crooked Vultures. 45 million.
Mm-hmm.
Number 41, again, because of the ties, they're jumping the numbers.
Sure.
Sir Cliff Richards.
Don't know him.
Cliff Richards, the one you would probably know, she's just a devil woman with evil on her
mind. Oh, that's him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Huge, huge star in the UK. It's actually Sir Cliff Richards, a clean-cut singer, worth 50 million pounds.
Wow.
And also at 41, again, tying up here, Van Morrison.
Oh, cool.
Van Morrison. Now, of course, Van Morrison isn't from... Britain,
right?
He is from Ireland, I believe. But understand, that's under the auspices of the Queen, so that falls under there. 64 years old, still gets plenty of radio airplay, worth 50 million, an exchange rate, of course, and a dollar is 1.501324.
We've got to think it's in the 70 somewhere.
$75,065,000, ladies and gentlemen.
Not bad, Van.
Yeah, I think he's not having any trouble buying a round of Guinnesses for the entire. Higher pub, if you will. Here's Domino right here. Rock School.
Don't wanna discuss it. Think it's time for a change. You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange.
This is Rock School as we talk about the London Sunday Times and their yearly printing of the richest people in music, UK version, just for fun.
Do you think we could ever do a spotlight show on Van Morrison?
Probably.
I bet that would be a pretty good show.
Well, I would just play the, you know, Estereo album of his and just be very, very happy
it's
with
really
that.
It's really good. He's
the
really,
Moon
really
Dance
good.
Dance album. Just, I just absolutely love his
Me
stuff.
Me too.
41, Nick Mason.
Or Pink
you
Floyd.
Should know him. Yeah, drummer for Pink Floyd,
yes,
worth
sir.
50 million pounds.
I'm willing to bet that, like I'm looking at this list, we've got several people from Pink Floyd. We got everybody with the exception of John Bonham from Led Zeppelin. You can
just
pretty much take
in
a...
what order are
right,
they?
A popular UK band and then just you take them and separate them and stick them in the list.
In what order? Number 40, they put these two together again, and you almost have to keep these two together. Noel and Liam Gallagher.
Although they probably don't want to be on the list together.
That's probably true.
All
the Oasis Brothers. 55 million.
Pounds.
Insane. 38. Engelbert Humperdinck.
I have no idea.
Oh, really?
No.
His big song you might know. So I'll sing you to sleep after the lovin'. He's a crooner from the 70s.
I can't put my finger on it. Sing more.
No, I'd rather
do
not.
Some more.
He's worth $60 million, believe it or don't. Yeah. Number 38, John Deacon. Can you do it?
No.
He's Queen's bassist.
Oh.
But here's the thing.
What's
he quit music.
He quit music.
I mean, quit. At just a certain point in time that he just said, I've had enough, and quit. I mean, wouldn't be interviewed for Behind the Music, wouldn't be interviewed for the classic albums work on Queen. Nothing. Just quit. I've had it. And walked away.
Well, he must have something to do with music. He wouldn't be on this list.
I'm assuming it happened around the time that Freddie Mercury passed away of AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
But just quit.
Wow.
And you hear about these people, you know, I could walk away from music, and they really can't. This guy did.
And
that's
he's on the list.
Goodbye.
Those royalties must be really nice.
Heavy. And number 37, the one we're going to play, Mark Knopfler. Can you do it?
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits front man, right. He's worth £62 million. Pull out the little calculator. Conversion rate, 1.5103. Carry the one. $93 million, $740,000 attached to it. $93,740,000. Wow.
Daddy, can I have a snow cone?
You can have 10 snow cones, kiddo. Down to the water line. Dire Straits, Rock School. Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits, Down to the Waterline from their first LP.
Hey, didn't Mark Knopfler do some singles work?
Oh, sure. He did a lot of solo stuff.
I thought so.
Oh,
I
yeah. He came through here before Katrina and played at a few of the places down here. You gave away tickets. I don't know that you were employed here yet.
I remember,
but,
though.
KSLU here gave away tickets to the show, as I remember.
The reason I was asking, I did that bit about the snow cone, is like, you know, when you or I are taking our kids shopping or anything like that, and they see something that they want, and we always say, like, I'm not paying that for that toy or whatever.
I'm not giving you $12.
Right. What if Mark Knopfler's taking his kid shopping or whatever? He's like, Daddy, Daddy, I want that snorkel set. I'm not paying $75 for that. And they kind of just look at it and go,
oh, come on, Dad.
Are you serious?
Well, Warren Buffett, I think he's the third or fourth richest man in the world.
Oh, he got some money, yeah.
He wouldn't help his son with his mortgage. His son had to take out second mortgages because he said to him, you make your own money, kid.
Wow.
Tori Spelling.
Yeah.
You know, I think she got something like $100,000 when her father died, even though he's a multi-gabajillionaire.
Right.
Because, again, make your own money, kid. And she's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact still remains, he wouldn't help her. How about that?
Tough love.
Number 36 on the London Sunday Times list of all these people, Chris Wright. You might not know him. He's the head of Chrysalis Records, home of Blondie and other groups like that.
Oh.
£64 million. Roger Taylor, Queen's drummer.
Yes.
There you go. And we asked about this during the Jimmy Page session, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Page, Led Zepp guitarist, is worth £75 million. Pounds.
Right.
Take that. And he comes in at number 33. He's also tied with another guitarist at number 33. And after the break, we'll come back and tell you who that guitarist is, play a song from him. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for listening to the list.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana, the only city in Louisiana where they accept the U.S. dollar and the English pound.
Is that true?
No.
Oh. Of course, iTunes. Get us on iTunes at all points in time, even in London, where everybody's rich. Back in a minute, Rock School. All right, right before the break, we told you number 33 on the London Times, London Sunday Times list of richest people in music in the UK was Jimmy Page. Told you we had another guitarist tied with him at number 33.
Mm-hmm.
The man who plays the red guitar that he and his dad built. Brian May, guitarist of Queen.
Right. Again, you can just take these UK bands and kind of break them down.
Yeah, and each one of them will start showing up.
Oh,
and if I'm not mistaken, we have hit the three remaining members of Queen. So, it's a crazy little thing called love. Here is Queen with Brian May on guitar. Rock School. Listen, Brian May playing the guitar for Queen, a crazy little thing called Love on Rock School.
How much is he worth?
£75 million.
Which is converted to...
You want the conversion? I did it during the song. $112 million.
And 35 shillings.
And 35 shillings. And a few pence, if you will.
Right.
Okay, we're going to get to the bottom of the hour, which means we have to get to at least number 25. So I'm just going to list them real quick.
Go.
Number 32, David Gilmour.
Another guitarist.
Yeah, the guitarist of Pink Floyd, £78 million.
Mm-hmm.
Number 29, Robert Plant.
Led Zeppelin.
That's right, £80 million. Number 29, Judy Kramer.
I don't know her.
She is the producer of Mamma Mia.
Ah, I knew that thing would be worth something.
Yeah, £80 million. Chris Blackwell is at number 29. He founded Island Records.
Mm-hmm.
He's worth £80 million.
Mm-hmm.
Number 26, Robbie Williams.
I love Robbie Williams.
So do I.
I really do.
I do. He has a whole bunch of stuff. He's doing a lot of remakes lately. He used to be the Take That singer, but now doing solo stuff. £85 million.
I saw a live version of him singing Mac the Knife.
Yo, he's very good.
He does a really good job.
He really does. And he does a lot of pop stuff, and then he has albums that are that kind of stuff,
uh-huh.
Sort of remade sort of classics.
Yep.
Number 26, Charlie Watts, Rolling Stones drummer worth £85 million.
Mm-hmm.
Number 26, again, ties. Roger Waters, Pink Floyd guy, £85 million. Number 25, we're at the halfway point. George Michael.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he may be heading out to a lot of sort of parks at night, but the royalty checks are coming in. He's worth £90 million. And the one we're going to play to get us to the bottom of the hour, Ozzy and Sharon.
That's right. UK's true power couple.
That's right.
Now, see, they can be categorized together.
Oh,
I
agree. Without him, she's nothing. Without her, he's nothing.
They complete one another.
That's right. £95 million. You want to know what it comes out to be?
Yes.
$142,623,000.
And that's without the show.
It all hurts. Here you go. Ozzy Osbourne. I don't want to change the world. This one's live right here. Rock School.
See, people laughed at Ozzy when he had his reality show when he's trying to change a trash bag and he's having all that trouble. He laughed all the way to the bank when his deposit slipped.
He certainly did, yeah. And he's got a new album out, and it ain't bad. New guitarist, though. He got rid of Zakk Wylde. He did. And he kind of rises and falls on his guitarists. And I remember when Randy Rhoads passed away and he picked up other guitarists and people would say, yeah, this is okay. And I don't like this. I don't like that. I thought Zakk Wylde was an excellent choice.
Why did he drop him?
Well, I don't know. I would assume Zakk was doing too much solo work, and Sharon said, hey, look, either be with Ozzy or don't be with Ozzy. And
mm-hmm.
Zakk probably said, okay, well, I've made my coin, and now I can do all the Black Label Society. But I really don't know the actual reason, but that's my guess. That's my guess. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Let's do 7 days and 70 seconds, Monday, July 5th through Sunday, July 11th. So if we hadn't said it already, hope you had a good July the 4th and it was safe and you didn't blow up anything you shouldn't have blown up. Monday, go ahead, Jed.
Monday, July 5th in 1954, Elvis Presley recorded That's All Right, Mama and Blue Moon of Kentucky at his first Sun Records session.
Tuesday, July the 6th, American rock band Jefferson Airplane is formed in San Francisco all the way back in 1965.
July 7th, that's a Wednesday this year, but back in 1940, the drummer for the Beatles, Ringo Starr, he's on the list. Mm-hmm. He was born in Liverpool, England.
25 years ago on Thursday, July the 8th, Penthouse and Playboy published nude pictures of Madonna that were taken in 1978 prior to her becoming a celebrity.
July 9th, back in 1956, Dick Clark debuts as the host of Bandstand on Philadelphia television.
It's got a good beat. I'll give it a 1925. July 10th, Saturday, 10 years ago in 2000, the absence of original Supreme Mary Wells and Cindy Birdsong puts a damper on the fans' interest and forces cancellation of the reunion tour. And finally, on Sunday, July 11th, 1979, Neil Young's film Rust Never Sleeps premieres in Los Angeles. Okay, back to the London Sunday Times and their list of the richest people in music in the UK. We're to number 23, David Bowie. He is worth 100 million pounds. And the one we're going to play, number 22, Rod the Bod Stewart.
That is so crazy because I remember talking about him a few shows back where you said he was homeless.
Yeah, he was. And now he's worth, believe it or don't, 105 million pounds. Hot legs. Rock School. There's Rod Stewart, in case you're wondering. 105 million pounds works out at the exchange rate of 1.5013 to 157,636,000 U.S. dollars.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, right quick, Doc, I mean, those guys in the U.K. are so popular. He's popular over here in the United States also, yeah. So he probably does a lot of traveling back and forth.
On a private jet.
On a private jet. They don't have to exchange their money, do they? They probably have a nice stash of European pounds, English pounds.
Well, they probably have bank accounts here.
Right.
And that's in dollars.
Well, yeah,
I'm sure of it. I'm sure they have accountants here, accountants in the UK. Mm-hmm. And if they're popular in other countries, they have accounts there, mm-hmm. and of which they draw off of. Mm-hmm. And you know he has to pay taxes here and
sure.
all of that. So they simply have accounts. And with that kind of money, I highly doubt that, you know, that he comes here, you know, and stays in a Motel 6. You know, he probably has a place to stay.
Well, yeah, Holiday Inn.
Yeah, I'm sure. But it's one of those efficiencies,
yeah, of
you know,
course.
Where it's got the refrigerator.
Absolutely.
So he can make a quick trip out to the, you know, the Winn-Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ooh, look, you know, cookies for a dollar. Let's buy two. Number 21 on the London Sunday Times list of the richest people in music, Phil Collins.
I still want a Phil Collins show.
Yeah, put it together.
All right.
He's worth 108 million pounds. Number 20, Barry and Robin Gibb.
Woo!
Yeah, 110 million again. Number 19, Roger Ames.
Who?
Any idea?
No.
He is also a music bigwig, London Records president. Think Rolling Stones, Fine Young Cannibals, Turtles.
Cool.
That kind of thing. Rolling Stones was his big one. Mm. 120 million pounds.
Mm.
Number 18 on the list, Eric Clapton.
He's 18?
He's number 18.
I thought he would have been closer
a little
to
higher,
the top 10.
You think? 125 million pounds. Number 17, Tom Jones. 135 million pounds. And finally, we get to our first Beatle.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them are on there. But we finally get to our first Beatle. Well, what do you mean? Which one's not on there? John Lennon. Because the person who received the money, Yoko Ono,
right.
was American.
Yep.
So Ringo Starr at number 16, 140 million pounds.
Well, of course, the Beatle drummer is going to be the lowest on the pole.
Hey, guys, can we try one of my songs?
No.
There you go. It don't come easy. Ringo Starr. Rock School. Okay, we got about 15 minutes left in the show and 15 names to go, so we're going to move quickly on this. Hello, WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin. Thanks for running the show.
Hello, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. What do you think of this list?
That's right. You're in euros. Yeah, so I wonder what that actually converts out to.
Mm.
Somebody contact us and figure that out. We'll be back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School talking about the London Sunday Times and the richest people in music in the UK. Tim Rice at number 15.
Who's Tim Rice?
Think Broadway. Think Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita.
Oh, I know that one. Okay.
That kind of thing.
All right.
Number 14, Victoria and David Beckham.
Posh Again, Spice?
Yeah, another dumb pairing because David Beckham is so popular in sports.
Right.
A dumb pairing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 13, Jamie Palumbo.
I don't know Jamie Palumbo.
Okay, MSHK.
I don't know that either.
It's the largest independent record label in the world.
It's an independent record label.
Yeah, it is. But he's also big into property,
mm-hmm.
so it's probably where the bulk of the money comes from. I think it's a dumb pick.
Oh, he's a UK real estate guru.
Yeah, that also delves into music.
Oh,
so I think it's a dumb pick.
That's like if Donald Trump would like put some stock into an independent record label.
I agree.
That's dumb.
It's 150 million pounds, by the way.
That's 150 million dumb pounds.
I agree. Number 12, Olivia and Donnie Harrison.
Oh, I was getting to George.
That's right. That's wife and son of George Harrison. Okay. 160 million pounds, by the way.
Why are they on the list?
Because they were the...
beneficiaries?
Yeah, beneficiaries of... I guess Yoko Ono would be on this list, but she's not UK. American. Number 11, Simon Cowell.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
He buys a lot of t-shirts with
he
that
certainly
money.
Does, yeah. By the way, he made most of his money as pop acts and novelty stuff, like Power Rangers and WWF.
Wow.
Honest to goodness.
Okay.
Number 10, Keith Richards.
Mm-hmm.
175 million pounds. And the one we're going to play, number 9, Sting.
Yes, I want to be smart.
Well, and deal with money. 180 million pounds.
That's pounds now.
Gah.
Pounds.
Gah. During the song, I'll figure out what it means in money. She's too good for me. Here you go. Rock School.
If I were Sting, I'd change the title of that track.
To what?
She's Too Good for Me, but I'm Loaded.
Would you write it? Loaded.
Well, yeah,
a
just like
sweep
that.
In there.
Mm-hmm.
In case you're wondering, 180 million pounds comes out to $270,234,000.
Jump change.
Yeah. Number 8 on the list from the London Sunday Times, Elton John, 185 million pounds. Pounds.
Buys a lot of pianos.
It certainly does. It runs out to $277,722,000 as well.
Gah.
Take me to the pilot. Elton John, Rock School.
If you feel that it's real, I'm on trial, and I'm here again, your prison. Like a coin in your mint, I am tempted, and I'll spend.
This is Rock School, and we got one break left and a little bit of time, so we'll round out the entire list. London Sunday Times, richest people in music, UK.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are all in pounds. Number 7, Mick Jagger.
I was waiting for Mick Jagger to show up.
And he's arrived. 190 million pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 6, Simon Fuller.
Stop right there. Before you go any further, I just want to point out that when you hear how much this guy is worth, the jump from pounds, from number 7 to number 6, like to blew me out of my chair, man.
Yeah.
I mean, these are mind-boggling numbers.
190 to 350 million.
350 yeah. million pounds.
Right, and I don't even want to sit and figure the rest of them out.
Oh.
Simon Fuller is the brains behind Idol. He owns...
Simon Fuller?
Simon Cowell is the face of American Idol.
Okay.
Simon Fuller is the guy that created it and owns the rights to every idol anywhere. American Idol, British Idol, or Pop Idol, whatever it's called in Britain, Australian Idol. Whatever country has an idol, this guy owns it.
Well, no wonder he's at 350 million pounds.
Number 5, Paul McCartney, 475 million pounds.
This is like making my head hurt.
Oh,
like
yeah.
How much this is.
Number 4,
worth.
Cameron McIntosh. He's a British theater producer. Think Phantom of the Opera, Les Mis, Cats, My Fair Lady. 635 million pounds.
Yeah, in the face of anyone who says there's no money in theater.
Yep. Number 3, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Cats, Jesus Christ Superstar. Evita, 700 million pounds he's worth. Number 2, Clive Calder. He is a South African-born UK record producer, came up with a thing called Zomba Music, part of Jive Records. It's basically the Britain's disco and rap label. Mm-hmm. 1.3 billion pounds.
That's a lot of pounds.
And the number 1 person on Sunday's London Times list, Edgar Bronsman.
Who?
Edgar Bronsman.
I don't know who that is.
He's the CEO of Warner Music Group. Think Warner Records, Dot Records, Stax, Atco, Atlantic, MGM, ABC, Festival, Elektra, Decca, Asylum, Polygram, Dreamswork, Interscope, Universal, Bad Boy, and Rhino Records.
This guy probably makes money just by blowing his nose.
1.64 billion pounds, ladies and gentlemen.
You do the math.
All I did was look down the list of people who are under the family of Warner Group Records, and I came up with Genesis, and so we finish with Genesis. Edgar Bronfman, the richest person in music in the UK.
Mm.
Unless there's some misunderstanding, here's Genesis. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P. I'm worth how many pounds?
12.
Yeah.
Class is dismissed.